BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello, here is Wednesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. On it, the last reel or no reel with Sarah Cox for a while, but it's a good one. Also, Chris brings his friend Fernando to work again, and Fernando has something to say, but then he always does. I have an incident in a pub with a large dog that looks like a wolf, and Chris cheats on his beloved Watford football team with another team. I know.
BBC Radio 1.
You all right today?
I'm good, yeah. Do you know what this time of year is? It's the time where you start getting all the stationeries in. Do you know what I mean? For the new, like, even I was thinking about it the other day. Like, my little cousin is starting, I think it's year five at their school. And I was, they're getting, like, all these new pencil cases, you know what I mean? But it does remind me, that was quite a cool time.
Yeah. I used to love nothing more than getting a brand new pencil case.
Yeah.
So good.
I don't really know why. So I'm quite keen to maybe do the same and get all the stationeries in.
Shall we?
New but pens. I don't really use it. Do you know what I mean? I don't have any use for a protractor anymore.
No, I don't want that. But I do like, and I've discussed this before on the show, I do like having a good pen. You can't beat a good roll-on. Or even, like, you know, the ones with a slightly felt tip, but the ones you can still write with.
I'm surprised you haven't got your own pens.
What, with my name on?
Yeah. I mean, for me, I'm still a big fan of the nudie pen. You know, I don't...
No.
You know at school when you used to have a fountain pen?
Yes.
Do you remember that? I once in my life had to progress from pencil to a sort of medium pen. And then it was like we had to go from that pen to fountain pen. It was like presented to us by a teacher. It was like, yep, you can go fountain.
Yeah, slight problem though, being a lefty. Just smudge it all.
Right. Didn't even know you were a lefty. That's
you
weird,
You didn't know
it?
I'm left-handed. I'm one of your best mates.
Didn't know that.
Yeah.
Never clocked that. Do you do anything with the... do you write with the left hand?
No. Why would I do that? I'm a left-handed person.
No, so you write with the left hand.
Don't do anything with the right hand.
But you don't really do sport. You know, like me, I'm right-handed, but I play golf and cricket left-handed. But then you don't have that problem, do you?
No, I don't have that problem at all. No, let's see, lefty. Creative lefty, that's me.
Yeah.
Get a fountain pen. Right. Smudge. Doesn't work.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Reading on a brand new day.
I thought of something I'd do with my right hand.
Yeah.
I do sometimes throw with it.
But you are awful at throwing.
Take that back.
What do you mean?
I'm not bad at throwing.
You're as good as Carly Rae Jepsen at throwing. that's how good you are. And if no one knows what that means, YouTube it.
Where was that? Was that at the Super Bowl?
It wasn't. No, it was at a baseball game.
Yeah. But a big one.
Big baseball game, yeah. And she got to do the sort of...
She had the first throw.
Yeah, the first pitch.
Actually, yeah, that is slightly like me. I've got better at throwing, though.
Yeah.
As I use my arm more. This is Scott Mills on BBC Radio 1. What do you mean never trust a left-hander, Chris, off of Oxford? Not true. A lot of people actually agree with me. You cannot beat a good pen, a new pen. Love it. I love it. And any self... What was it? Oh, yeah. You should write downwards to avoid smudging. Any real lefty would know that.
Right, so I wasn't aware of this. So with the fountain... Is this specifically with a fountain pen? If you were left-handed, you couldn't write properly.
It just goes whoop and smudges it.
Really?
Really annoying. Really annoying. Dan is at work in Dudley. Was only thinking this morning how he's going to get himself a new pen later. He's at work. He's not at school or college, but he still gets excited about it. Me too. In fact, I'm going to treat myself to a new pen after the show today. I'm going to go and buy one specially. This and large size washing powder and fabric
you
conditioner.
Love it, don't you?
That's what keeps me going.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Loads of strange things happened after we finished the show yesterday. Well, you abandoned me for a start.
What do you mean?
Well, we were supposed to be having a show meeting. Admittedly, it was in a bar near here. But you went off to watch a football match and it's not even your team.
Oh. You put this on Twitter and I thought it was unnecessary. The amount of messages I had from people...
I'm just saying, if you go and see another team that's not your team, Watford, and then that team is Arsenal, is it cheating? I think it might be. And then Grimmy got involved.
I know, it was ridiculous. I had all these people saying, how dare you? There were some quite angry people. Then there was people saying... I mean, it's ridiculous that I have to just... It's not cheating as such.
Because you go and see another team, is it not? Okay, right. Did you enjoy it?
No, that's the thing. I know, because I'm going to annoy more people with that. I didn't enjoy it the same way I enjoy it with Watford.
Did you cheer?
Yeah, but I did cheer, but...
You were faking it.
I was a little bit curious. I've never been.
Right.
I've never been there, so I had an option to go, and I decided to take it. It won't be regular, and...
How did you feel afterwards? Did you feel guilty?
No, and someone just texted me afterwards, tweeted me afterwards, do you feel dirty? It's like, absolutely not.
So you don't feel like you've cheated on your beloved Watford?
They'd be fine with it. It's not a threat.
Was it just a kind of...
I suppose it isn't. No, it's not. They're not the same league or anything. It's not that kind of thing. It's, you know, I will always go back to Watford and they will welcome me with open arms.
A lot of people on my Twitter were doing the dirty burger, juicy steak analogy.
Yeah.
Which one's the steak? Is that Arsenal?
Well, there? Arsenal is... Is it a steak?
And Watford would be the burger.
The burger, but I must say that I am with a burger. I'm with the burger, which is Watford.
You're with a burger?
Yeah.
And yes, you thought you wanted to try a bit of steak, juicy steak.
It's not normally with these kind of things. It's people who try burgers when they've got steak at home.
That's right. Other way around this, isn't it? Anyway, that happened, and you abandoned me in a bar with a dog.
I've seen this video earlier and it's incredible.
Not my dog.
It's not a dog, it's a wolf.
It's one that belongs to someone I know. He thought it'd be a brilliant idea to bring it along to our meeting, and everyone was like patting its head and everything. It's a massive wolf dog.
It's a big old dog. And what I'm looking at this video right now, it's on the Radio 1 Facebook and Radio 1 Twitter.
Oh, you just put it on there?
This dog is going mad. It's like it's doing gymnastics.
And I'm pretending it's not happening. It's not my dog. I'm desperately trying to not to have anything to do with this wolf behind me.
But the thing is, when your mate goes to the toilet and everyone in the pub is looking at you, I can see on this video, they're assuming it's your dog. Scott Mills has turned up at the pub with a wolf.
Yeah, it's not my wolf.
It's the awkward moment your friend has left you with the wolf.
It's huge, this thing. And also, you'll see if you watch the video, go on Radio 1 Twitter or Radio 1 Facebook now. I'm pretending it's not happening, even though I know it's happening, just over my shoulder. And... the dog is doing some kind of gymnastics routine, and it's got his lead in his teeth and is dancing around like he's doing an audition for Britain's Got Talent. Go and have a look now.
It would be good. That's not a bad shout, actually. Get your mate and the wolf on.
He is good. The Scott Mills
Daily. Well, I've brought a friend to work today who's quite keen to talk to you about something that he's noticed.
Okay.
He's been in before to talk about his mate's birthday. And he's discovered something that he wants to share with everyone.
Have I met him before?
You've met him before, yeah. So what we're going to do is I'm going to bring him in, if that's okay.
Right.
And you'll be able... And he'll explain everything.
Okay, is his name Fernando?
I don't know what he's going to say. His name is Fernando.
Okay, I've met him.
But yeah. I don't know what he's going to say, but I'm going to bring him in and just let him explain everything.
Okay, bring him in.
It's just something he's noticed, he told me earlier.
Sure.
Right, Fernando... Scott, you remember him?
Hello.
Hello, Scott. You all right?
Fernando.
Yes.
Good to see you again.
It's me.
How are you?
Very good, thank you. Isn't Chris doing brilliantly on the show?
He's doing really well. He's coming a long way.
Serves a pay rise as well, some might say, but anyway.
So how can I help you this time, Fernando?
Well, there's just something that I've noticed, and it involves a group of girls that I know.
Right.
I must point out that Chris, even though we are friends, doesn't know about these girls.
Okay.
And it involves their Facebook. They spend all their time on Facebook. It's like he'll be out with one of those girls. I mean, I'll be out with one of those girls. And she'll spend all her time on Facebook, and it becomes apparent that even if there's a load of these girls in the same room, they're all talking to each other on Facebook.
Yeah, not actually talking to each other anymore. Or you.
No, and I just find it is a bit antisocial, but also it's like, what are they talking about?
Right. I mean, a lot of people do this. They spend a lot of time on it. So what are you saying is wrong with that?
Well, I was suspicious about it. So what I did is I managed to gain access to one of their phones to see exactly what they were talking about on Facebook.
Right. Why are you so suspicious?
Well, just because they all spend all their time, and then they'll send messages to each other saying, like, check the thread. Have you seen the thread? So I was like, what's the thread? Turns out it's a Facebook thread, which is like a constant communication between them all. It's one conversation that 10 of them are having one time.
How do you know this then?
Because one of them left their phone open and I managed to go and have a look.
Okay.
I took my chance and I went into their phone and I copied a load of the messages over, sent them over to me, and I've printed them off.
Chris, have you ever experienced anything like this?
I know what he means. It is frustrating in social situations where you say, know that this group of girls are probably all talking about you on Facebook or talk about things, but they're not willing to share it with, say, the blokes in the group. Or they're not... And, you know, it's difficult because a lot of these blokes have girlfriends and it is frustrating knowing that they're living this life through these Facebook conversations and these Facebook threads.
So have you and Fernando chatted about this?
We've chatted about this as well, which is why I was quite keen to bring her in. I've got to say, I haven't got a problem with it.
No.
I think if girls want to talk between themselves on a Facebook thread, go for it. I think there's better things they could be doing with their time, but I'm not as... annoyed about it as Fernando is.
But Fernando, you're really annoyed.
Yes. What?
Yes.
But Chris, not you, not so much.
No, because what I would say with it is just in case any girls are listening that might do this Facebook thread thing between their group of mates. It's
but you don't know them. They're your friends, Fernando, right?
Yeah.
Yes, they're my friends.
Okay.
Chris has yet to meet him. But what
are you
I find,
closing your eyes? Are you trying to concentrate, Fernando?
What I find amazing is they talk utter nonsense on this thing. Like, I don't know why they do it. I don't know why they all have to be in this constant communication because they are talking utter rubbish.
Like what?
And I feel that people should hear the kind of nonsense that these girls are talking about.
So, Fernando, you have them there, do you?
I do.
I have the messages right in front of me right now.
You've printed them out, I see.
Well, I'm in the time I could get to get on the phone, I managed to find two conversations.
And does the girl know that you've done this?
Absolutely not.
Okay, good. Right, so I'm going to play another song, and then I'd like to hear the messages if you can get them ready.
Yes.
All right? Is that fine with you, Chris? All good?
Absolutely fine.
Is Fernando all right to stay for a bit longer?
Yeah, he's all good.
So what have you got to do later, Fernando?
He's...
Just stuff.
Right. Okay. The Scott Mills Daily. So Chris has brought his friend Fernando into work today, and Fernando, not Chris, is a little bit concerned with loads of friends of his who are girls, and this constantly running Facebook thread that they've got where they all talk to each other. Bit freaked out about it because he doesn't know what they're talking about, and it might be him. And Fernando's got the messages here.
I'm quite keen to share. Would you like to hear
have you printed them out, have you?
Yes, I did. What I did is I copied them, sent them over, then deleted the text off their phone.
When did you do this?
A couple of days ago.
Chris, did you see him do this?
I heard about this. Fernando did text me.
But Fernando, you haven't shown Chris this yet?
No.
No, I haven't shown Chris yet.
So just to make this clear, this is a friend of yours, Chris.
No,
Fernando.
Fernando's
right,
friend.
Okay.
So this is Fernando's friend. I think what Fernando's trying to say there is he's managed to get hold of the conversations that these girls are having.
So, Fernando, I want to hear all about your friend. Go on.
Okay, it's a bit like a script, this, because it's like a conversation. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to say their first name and then what they said.
Okay.
Hattie, I'm thinking of making this for dinner tonight. What do you think, ladies? And then she posted this picture of a bowl of pasta.
I like it that you've printed that out as well. Standard bowl of pasta, that.
Jenna, good idea, Hats. Vicky, yeah, good idea. I've given up on the diet. I'm eating whatever I want. I'm probably going to have a potato tonight. Hattie, oh, that will be fun. You deserve it. Vicky, a jacket one? Hattie, yeah, definitely, babes.
So they're talking about what sort of potato they're going to have tonight.
I think what Fernando is seeing, is saying here and showing everyone is just how ridiculous these conversations are. They're spending all their time on this Facebook thread. And I think Fernando used to be threatened by it because he was like, what are they talking about? But it
now
is this kind of mundane
nonsense.
It's
just silly.
Yeah.
So Hattie thinks that Vicky having a potato tonight will be fun.
Yeah, this is the kind of debate they have. They spend.
She deserves it.
They each need to chip in on it. It's dinner, love. You know what I mean? Like,
it's just dinner.
I can't understand girls.
Have you got any more there?
Fernando?
Yes. The other one I've got, there's a couple of new characters in this, but some are the same. Same again?
Yeah, go on.
Melanie, I heard from Sean today. Hattie, no way. Vicky, ...
Oh.
Melanie, yep, he wished me happy birthday, wrote it on my wall. I couldn't believe it, so rude.
Why is that rude?
I don't know. Hattie, what a...
Beep!
Yep. Hattie, are you okay? Melanie, yeah, I'll be okay, thanks babes, love you. Vicky, he knows what he's doing, did you write back? Melanie, I liked his post, but didn't write back.
Oh my god, this is so ridiculous.
Hattie, good move, babes. He doesn't deserve a message back.
This is my favourite.
Yes? Think, Chris here.
Yeah,
I think what Fernando is saying is it's just nonsense that they're writing. But it just gives you an insight into the world of girls.
Mm. Are you okay, babes?
I think
he doesn't deserve a message back, babes.
I think what Fernando wants to know, is this normal behaviour for girls? Do all girls have these kind of Facebook threads?
Is that what you want to know, Fernando?
And do they all talk about...
Fernando?
Yes. I just want to know, do all girls talk about this kind of thing? Like, is this a normal thing for girls to do?
Just kind of mundane threads.
And if one of your girlfriends is involved in this Facebook thread, should you feel threatened by the amount that they are talking? Because these girls are talking more than, say, I might with my girlfriend.
Well, how would you feel threatened? I mean, Chris, would you feel threatened by this? Chris?
No, I don't feel threatened at all. As I said, this is completely...
She's just your friend, yeah.
And these girls are just talking all the time.
But they're not talking about you necessarily.
And the phone's bleeping, bleep, bleep, bleep. I'm like, who's on the phone? Fernando's... I'm sure, like, who's on the phone? And it's like, it's all right, it's just a thread. But that's not an excuse, it shouldn't be.
It's eating
anyway,
into too much...
not my problem.
No, eating into too much of your time with your girlfriend, would you say?
It's
Fernando.
Not me.
No.
Which one?
I'm asking him.
It's something that has started to sort of cause a slight issue, but... Oh. Yes.
Well, it's really good to see you again, Fernando. Thanks for coming in.
You, Scott.
Pardon?
Oh.
So, Chris, if you want to lead Fernando out...
I'll take Fernando out.
Yeah, go on then.
Come with me.
Go on then. That went well.
Bye, Scott.
Bye.
The Scott Mills Daily. This is what it feels
like. BBC Radio 1. So your mate Fernando's gone now. Good to see him again, though. Just continuing it, though, really, he's just saying all these girls spend this time on Facebook. They're all in this thread. The thread.
There's loads of people messaging in saying that they have these threads, you know.
All over the place. Hi, Kerry.
Hi.
You in Aberystwyth?
I am in Aberystwyth.
So you've got, like, a similar thread going on, right, with your girlfriends?
Yeah, me and my girlfriends have a chat where we all discuss our boyfriends and just general gossip.
And is it in a Facebook thread?
It's not on Facebook, no. It's an iPhone app.
Okay. And like, how many girls are on it?
Me and three friends.
Okay.
If someone gained access to it at some point, would that cause problems?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Yeah, because you talk about boys on there, don't you? And if one of the boys were to see it, that would be bad, wouldn't it?
Yeah, probably.
Because stuff will be said that they... Yeah, you don't want that getting out there. Okay, well, you're one of the many people that do it. Love you, bye. Yeah. Rose?
Awkward.
Hello?
I hate it when they don't say it back. What's the carrying, Rose?
Oh, well, I have the same sort of thing. Me and my friends use a WhatsApp, like thread, and we talk about everybody, people in the room at the time.
People in the room at the time?
Yeah, we've done that before.
It's quite antisocial, that, isn't it? That you're sort of, you know, if especially if you're talking about the people in the room.
Well, yeah, there's only things they won't want to know.
are some of the people in the room on the actual thread?
No.
Oh, right, okay. Right, so you're just bitching about someone in the room and everyone else can see it?
Yeah.
Yes. It's happening a lot. Do you know other girls that do this as well, or is it just you and your mates?
Yeah, I know the people that do it.
Yeah, I think you need to tell Fernando.
It's everybody.
Mm. Yeah, it's quite common.
Yeah.
I think.
Seems to be a thing.
It's definitely a thing.
I'll pass it on.
Yeah, pass that on to Fernando next time you see him. The Thread, as we're going to call it.
Mm.
Okay, love you, bye. Thanks, Rose.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
It's Wednesday's Real or No Real with Sarah Cox.
Hi, Scott Mills.
What's going to happen after next week, though?
Don't know, really.
Will you still come back in?
Gone till November. I'll be gone till November. I keep singing that slightly out of target song. It's tuning at the Wyclef. Once ended up on a Harley Davidson with Wyclef outside a nightclub.
Was he the perfect gentleman? Again, slightly out of target.
Yes, slightly. Anyway,
will you please come in and play?
Yeah, I'd love to if you'd have me back, please.
Because you're not really leaving, are you?
No, I'm back and I'm doing a bit over Christmas for Fern, I think, as well.
Yeah. See,
I hope I get allowed in. I'm not going to be like sort of on some list at security now where they won't let me in. You know, like when you see at garages when people have left the forecourt without paying for the petrol.
Yeah.
Is it going to be like that now where there's going to be a sort of grainy picture of me going, don't let her in, she's gone.
And that awkward thing where you put your pass up to the door and it just doesn't work anymore.
I've never been allowed in the news downstairs.
Well, no, they don't.
I think
like
they're worried that I'm going to... Are you allowed in there?
No, they don't let me in either.
I have to run like Indiana Jones style when I see it opens to get down to the canteen. Same. And just squeeze through. Do you do that?
Mm-hmm. No, they don't let us in.
They're worried that we're going to...
Streak or something.
Streak past on the news.
That's what young people do, isn't it?
I know. That Radio 1 lot. Right, OK, let's play Real or No Real. What about this lot, then?
The common fox is actually a cross between a domestic tabby cat and a border collie and was introduced to the wild in the 1800s.
So the common fox...
Wow.
Pretty much a dog.
But introduced to the wild, that suggests it was bred, is that the word, or breeded, and it was...
It was created.
And then introduced to the wild, like ushered out, and then they've multiplied.
To be honest, the ones around my way might as well be border collies because they've got no shame. They don't care. They do not give a damn.
What do you mean the border collies don't have any shame?
Do you mean the foxes? Saying...
Both, he's saying.
Oh, right.
There's going to be a lot of angry sheep farmers listening now. Border collies, I think, have got quite strong morals.
I'm just saying that in the day, a fox would never even be on the same street as you. They'd run off. And now they're right in your face.
Yeah, they're like sort of the sort of wildlife version of Top Boy.
And they've
like,
got
shut
a,
up,
yeah.
fam. Shut up, fam.
They've like got a really bad attitude.
This breeding thing's very interesting, though. I tell you, I was rolling through Maidenhead the other day.
Ooh.
And there were parrots... Above, there were parrots in the trees. I'm not even joking. I said, what's going on there? There's rogue parrots.
Little green ones, they're not parrots.
Are they not?
They're someone else that have got out and bred. I've read about that somewhere.
No,
I thought you meant the mixing of the cat and the dog to make a fox, because I've been looking at cockapoos, which are cocker spaniels and poodles. Mm. And that's kind of like, this is a similar thing, but to make a fox, you get a cat and a border collie.
But you know what the parrots...
I don't know what either of you are talking about.
The parrots, I heard, and it was either John Lennon or John Legend, released a parrot in Maidenhead.
Easily confused.
And now they're everywhere.
How can you get confused between John Lennon and John Legend?
I just can't remember which one I overheard in the pub. Neither of them. I mean, people talking about the same parrot story.
I love that John Legend at the piano.
This is like when you got confused between Jared Leto and Jay Leno.
Oh, yes. That's
amazing.
That's a huge error.
Really big. So, the fox, real or no real?
No real.
I'm going to say real.
That one is no real.
And here's one about pop stars, the Saturdays.
Molly King from The Saturdays used to be a competitive skier and raced for the United Kingdom as part of the British Alpine squad.
Oh, yeah, I can certainly imagine
this. She's totes posh, isn't she?
Massively posh.
Yeah, après ski and all that, Molly Sats.
Yeah.
Now, what is this après ski business?
I think you just go and get... I don't know, I'm not posh enough to ski.
Basically, it's the only bit of skiing that I'm interested in. I've said this before. So, the actual skiing... On the slopes, not for me. The après ski, yes.
Is that pre or post?
Post.
So what you do...
You don't go drinking before you ski. That's really bad.
Yeah. So imagine you're in like an alpine lodge somewhere.
Designer sunglasses, snood.
Yeah. Mm. And you just get wasted.
Yeah. Completely wasted, yeah.
I'm into that. Not so much the skiing. But was Molly King an actual skier?
She is posh, isn't she? I'm going to say real.
Yeah, I'm going to say real.
That one is real.
Yeah.
Yes.
Totes. Actually turned down a skiing career to become a singer. Oof. Well, it worked out well, didn't it?
I wonder if there's many skiers who've turned down a singing career.
Yeah.
Just like the idea of that. You know, you could be number one. No, thanks. I like skiing. Stick it.
If you can stand on one leg, then you're more likely to live longer than someone who can't.
Mm. Wow. It's worth practicing then, if it guarantees a longer life, isn't it?
So
what age?
It? I don't know. So what, standing on one leg is what?
Means you can live, you'll live longer. You've got to use your tummy, haven't you, and your core. I do all that in balance.
I suppose it is a strength thing.
You try it out.
Is it about...
I've got no problem with either leg. Pick your leg.
How high can you get your leg up, though?
Oh, not that high, but I mean, pick your leg, I can stand on it.
And then can you put your leg back like an airplane?
Well, that's skills.
Do all that.
Like, are you balance. Classically trained, Sarah?
Yeah.
Are you...
In lots of things.
No one's taking notice of me doing it perfectly.
Go on, let's see again.
You're off balance, if anything.
Am I? How?
Have you got denim cut-off shorts on?
Yeah.
I love that. Keep that summer vibe going.
Are they hot pants?
Sorry?
Are they called hot pants?
These are not hot pants. They're just denim
They're too
shorts.
Long. They're kind of like warm pants.
Yeah.
Anyway, standing on one leg makes your life longer.
I'm going to say real.
I'm going to say no real.
Can you touch your toes?
Of course I can. What with?
I mean, no.
Which part of the body do you want on my toes?
I'm all right, thanks.
Was that a live refusal? I meant my fringe on my fingers.
Can you?
Mm.
Oh, fingers.
Fingers, yeah, of course I can.
Chris?
I can do what?
Touch your toes.
No, I can't. Can't, mate.
Come on. Brian,
she can, though. Look at this.
Loads of people can't do it. Yes.
Are you doing it?
Yes, I am.
Straight leg?
Yeah. Yes, straight leg.
In hot pants as well.
Real or no real?
I like how you're doing that. You just did that in front of that massive window out to the office.
I just mooned the people. Have I mooned Matt Fincham?
He'll think that you're clumsily flirting. You'll get a text in a minute. Okay.
Ooh, I know. Anyway, back to the leg. Real or no real?
Real.
I think it is no real.
That one is real.
Mm.
Oh, gosh.
Part of a test by researchers to indicate... lifelong health and age, apparently.
I imagine they tested other things as well.
Yeah. What about this?
Zayn from One Direction has a Japanese symbol tattooed on his hip, which he thought meant born lucky. Unfortunately, it is identical to the logo for the Berlin Parking Enforcement Agency.
When tattoos go wrong...
I like it when people, they get like a Chinese symbol or some Chinese writing... And they're told that's what it says, like something deeply profound, and it's actually something quite rude.
You'd totally do that, wouldn't you, if you were Chinese? You're a Chinese tattoo artist. You know what I mean? You've got people just coming in wanting stuff. Mm. Like,
people always want Chinese tattoos.
And you just be like, all right, this'll learn you.
Yeah, and put something quite rude
tattoo
on there.
Tattoo anything on, like, bum face.
It's there for life.
But Zayn, let's think. You'd think he'd have enough of his people around him.
They're allowed to do what they want with tattoos, though, One Direction. It's like the one thing they're allowed to do. That's why they're all at it.
And also,
especially Harry, he loves it. You know what, my description of Harry? You know when you go and buy a pen and you want to see if it's working and you doodle on the display?
He is a doodle.
That's what his tattoos are like. It's like loads of people have just sort of scribbled on him a bit. It's amazing.
There's boats and everything on there, Scott.
I know. It's a jungle, isn't it, his body? Everything on there. Pretty much everything. There's no room.
It's a jungle, his body.
It's a bit like when you have to sign someone's leaving card and there's no room left.
It is. Yeah, you're right.
It's like, oh, man, I might be able to fit a little squiggle in there somewhere.
It's always awkward, isn't it? And then you look like you don't really like him if you don't fit much on there, if you don't make a fuss.
Real or no real, Zayn's One Direction tattoo.
Oh, what are you saying, Sarah?
I'm saying real.
Okay, I'm going to say no real.
That one is real.
Oh. Yeah.
Is it? Oh, no, I got that wrong. Sorry.
Oh.
hang on.
That one is no real.
Yes. Yes. So it doesn't look anything like the Berlin parking enforcement symbol. At the end of that round, sorry for the false alarm.
I scored 30, Sarah scored 20.
How'd you feel about that?
I thought it was a bit selfish of Chris, to be honest.
Oh, yes. It's your last one, isn't it?
Whew, our friendship crumbled in the dust.
That's awkward, actually.
Awkward.
I didn't think of
but
that.
It's nice knowing you guys.
Yeah, don't be like that. Come back soon on Wednesday.
Love you, will do. Bye.
Thank you, bye. Tomorrow, Innuendo Bingo will happen because it's Thursday at 1:45 and we have an epic surprise. You will not want to miss this and you'll definitely want to watch it just after 2 o'clock tomorrow. Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1.